And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. It is Bitcoin Ben. Let me get this going live over here. I got to make sure. Got to keep him quiet. Oh, he tried to talk, but we caught him. That Bitcoin Ben. Oh, looks like Bitcoin Ben's going live. My friends, have I got a show for you today? Today's one of those special days in cryptos that we sometimes get. Let me elaborate. We have an announcement yesterday from the Presidente of El Salvador. Let's jump over to, oh, absolutely, Tom. Whiz, do not forget to smash the thumbs up and hit the like and subscribe on any platform you're on. Rumble, Twitter, Facebook, wherever. Check us out. Hit like and subscribe. My wife says, good morning all. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I agree. We have Crypto Savvy here. Of course, he'll be telling us how the world of crypto is about to end and we're all going to die. The bears are out, and they're out there trying to FUD us into a bear market. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. But they've got a hell of a time. Good luck with that, bears. My friends, here, I'm going to share a screen. Hang on a second. We're going to go over here, share a screen. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, we have the Presidente of El Salvador. And I quote, tomorrow, 32 central banks and 12 financial authorities, 44 countries. My friends, 44 countries will meet in El Salvador to discuss financial inclusion, digital economy, banking the unbanked, and the Bitcoin rollout and its benefits in our country. My friends, do you think the El Presidente of El Salvador is by himself? Do you think that he's the only one that's going to be presenting evidence to these countries? 44 countries. 44 countries. My friends, by the way, did I mention that the Founders Group, the group of investors and entrepreneurs that I put together about one ad? We're shooting for 1,750 investors and entrepreneurs. Did I happen to mention that our office in El Salvador is opening? We've already rented it. We've already got it. We've already got it set up in the heart. All right. Of El Salvador. Did you guys see the layout that the El Presidente laid out for the Bitcoin city? Did you see all the hotels that were being proposed and built? Did you see all of the financial offices? Well, guess where our offices are? Oh, my friends, we are in the heart of it all. We are literally, hang on one second, let me do this. I gotta go over here. Gotta copy this. Now, I got to go over here, shrink this, and I'm going to open up another tab. Oh, hang on a second. We're going to go to google.com, and we are going, no, thank you, Google. Paste and go. Block. Now, there we go. Now, I'm going to use maps. I think it's right around here. All right. So here's our location. I think this is the address. Yes. This is the location of our new office in El Salvador. This is the founders group. Now, those of you who want information on the founders group and what the pluck I'm even talking about, click the link under here and go to my Patreon channel and join the investors tier. That will give you more information. All right. We are right in the heart of all this good stuff. The reason why that we decided to do this, the reason why one of my companies is putting an office in El Salvador. By the way, we've already planned our first founders group meeting in El Salvador. Get a hold, if you are a founders group member, get a hold of Lori. She'll give you the details on our first meeting in El Salvador. We all gonna fly down there and party like it's 1999. But it's not. It's actually gonna be the 1 year anniversary of El Salvador adopting the Bitcoin as legal tender. Now, the importance is, and the reason I have this graphic right here is this. While the old world is falling to shit, if you haven't seen the markets, the bond markets, the global bond markets, the global oil markets, the global wheat markets, especially wheat and rice. If you haven't looked at wheat and rice, you don't know what the hell's really going on. What I'm saying and what El Presidente is announcing is this. See, this side of the world, the new side, this side of the world is crypto. The other side of the world is the Titanic. We have on CNBC, we have on Bloomberg, we have on Fox Business, we have all these old institutions that are just flipping shit. Flipping shit over the global markets. They're sitting there trying to talk FUD on Bitcoin, and it's not working. They keep trying to push it down under 30 and keep it there. They can't. Nope. It keeps bouncing back up over 30. They keep trying to push the Bitcoin ball under the ocean, and it keeps popping right back up. Because the Bitcoin ball is the escape. It is the flag. It is the, hey, y'all, look at this. There's another choice. And that's what the Presidente of El Salvador is showing these other countries. You don't need the IMF. You don't need the World Bank. You don't need the SWIFT system. You know why? Because we have a decentralized, global, uncontrollable, uncorruptible network already. And it is the Bitcoin. Now, the old world, oh, I've been watching news all day, and all they've been saying is, where do we run? Where do we run? How do we capture our gains? The bond market isn't doing it for us. The securities are basically on fire. And the central banks are the ones lighting the match. I love how they try and lie to each other. There's nothing more fun than watching the mainstream media lie to the mainstream media. They're like, oh, you know, is this market going to drop? When you have the Federal Reserve saying, we're going to drop the market. But you have the media in the mainstream media saying, why is the market dropping? It's because the manipulators, the central banks of the system is dropping the market. See, the SEC is full of shit because the SEC says their job is to protect the investor. Well, who's protecting the investor from the central bank? The central bank is single-handedly destroying the 401ks of every American out there. And the SEC is what? I don't see nothing. What? This market's not manipulated. Oh, this is absolutely natural market activity. Really, SEC? That's the bullshit that you're going to lay on us? The Federal Reserve put out a monthly meeting. We're raising interest rates so that we can drop the equities market, push them into bonds, which will actually lead the inflation back into the central bank. So, let me get this straight. Your job, as you see it, Federal Reserve, is to destroy the value in the market. Yes. So your job is to drop the equities in everybody's 401k. Yes, this is necessary. Okay, SEC, what's your job? Well, our job is to protect investors from market manipulation. Well, you might want to call your fucking friends at the Fed there, SEC, and start arresting some bankers, because they show enough is fucking up the market. And yet the SEC, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Hence, we have the mainstream media of the markets, the CNBCs, the Fox News, the Bloombergs of the world, literally saying that what really needs to happen here on the Titanic, we need to rearrange the silverware. We need to rearrange the upper deck chair arrangement while completely ignoring the engine compartment where the engines are dead. The global economic engines are dead. The supply chain, i.e. the fuel pump and the fuel lines in the lower deck of the Titanic, have all popped off. Because the economic system is reliant on the supply chain. The supply chain is the fuel lines for the economic engines of the globe. They're all popped off. There's no fuel. Like I said earlier, look at the wheat market. Look at the rice market. Look, I Google a term called the Baltic Dry Index and look where that sweet little son of a bitch has dropped to. The world economic system has gone to fuckery. And the mainstream media is like, do not look at the fuckery. All right? Nothing to see here. But the Presidente of El Salvador has literally pointed out the fuckery and said, this fuckery ain't gonna fucking happen here in El fucking Salvador. Excuse my language. It's just an exciting Monday for me. I love days like this when the hypocrisy of the Titanic pointing its big old finger at the nice ship off its bow that doesn't have a hole in it and isn't about to go down to the bottom of the ocean. See, this new world economic system that we are seeing shape right in front of our eyes is obvious to anybody looking. I have talked to so many people that are shifting and moving their corporations, their businesses, their venture capital funds to El Salvador, Brazil, Puerto Rico, all over, like the Bahamas, and also over in the Middle East. My friends, how many years have we heard, all right, how many years have we heard that China is the next global leader? That China is the place to go? That China will be the next Seoul world power? Bullshit. They can't even, did you listen to this? Last month in China, you want to know how well it's going over in China? Last month, not one single car, brand new car, was purchased in China. Not one. How's China doing? Oh, they're doing fine. Just ask the two branches of government over there. We have China's central bank, which is saying, we got to print money. Then you had the Communist Party that is saying, hell no, don't print money. Are you crazy? You're going to inflate the country away. And the central bank's like, nope, we're going to print money. We have to. We have to print money or else we're going to lose our GDP. And the for the very first friggin' time in a long time, the Communist Party is at war with the Central Bank of China. Why do you think that the president of China, Xi, I think that's how you pronounce it, Xi, why do you think that he announced last year or the year before that for the first time in a long time, yeah, he's not going to give up power. He's going to become a dictator. Oh, yay! You know why? Because China is absolutely going down in flames. Their their corporate builders, their major government and business building companies are all down the drain. Oh, thank you, brother. We got open-minded Bitcoin $5 super sticker. Thank you, brother. Hey, if you like the show, you want to help the show out a little bit, get a super sticker. Get yourself a super sticker, and I'll put you up here on the screen. Thanks a lot. It's only $5, guys. So, a little free advertising on the show. So, we got absolutely all this good news in cryptos, and yet we have these little bitty bulls going, Bitcoin's going to 10,000. Are they big guy? Are they little feller? Is Bitcoin going down to 10,000? Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your expertise, you dumbasses. There is no mathematical way in hell that Bitcoin's going to $10,000. It's not there, folks. They don't have the volume. They can't hold it under 30 for more than 12 hours. And that's them throwing the kitchen sink at Bitcoin. That's them leveraging dollars. Listen to me. There are organizations of corporations that are borrowing money and losing money to try and push the Bitcoin down. Think about it. If you're the Federal Reserve, which is only a group of financial institutions, it's a bunch of banks. It's J.P. Morgan. Right? It's all these banks. They're getting money from the Federal Reserve, and they're throwing it at Bitcoin. They don't care if they lose dollars because they'll just print more. And they are throwing it at Bitcoin, trying to push it under $30,000, and they don't have the velocity to hold it under there. Every time they push it under $30,000, guess who's buying the dip? Everyone and their freaking brother, except most of the time you can't buy the dip. You know why? Because it's artificial. So the liquidity in the market is not there. That's why every time they push it down, it bounces up faster, because the liquidity of the push down is fake. So when everyone buys it back up, the liquidity of the market is thinner than it was the last push. My friends, those of us who live, eat, and breathe cryptos, who have shows Monday through Friday, this is all we do, is Bitcoin and cryptos. Those of us who live this 12 hours, 14 hours a day, we know and we see and we talk to each other, and we get the inside scoop from the people that are watching the volumes of the blockchain. We all know what's going on. Did you know the top, listen to this, if this doesn't tell you what's going on, then I don't know what to tell you. In the last 48 hours, all right, just the last 40, since last Friday, and I know it's more now, since last Friday, the top 100 wallets have accumulated over 30,000 friggin' Bitcoin. 30,000 Bitcoin. And it's probably higher than that. You know who that is? That's Grayscale. I think that's her name. That's MicroStrategies. That's Michael Saylor. That's the big boys. See, they know you think about that. Take a second. Who here has listened to a lecture or a speech from Michael Saylor? I have. You don't think that Michael Saylor has hired analysts to look into what's been going on? You don't think that Michael Saylor has hired the best of the best blockchain analysts? You don't think that Michael Saylor has prepared himself and his company? Then you don't know billionaires. A billionaire will... A billionaire will literally do a study before wiping his ass. He will figure out the type of paper. What type of paper? Is it good for him? Is it bad for him? Will it leave a rash? Should he get moisturizer? Should he just get the scented kind? It's up to there. This is the biggest fundamental change in global economics ever. And we still have people in cryptos that don't get it. They still think that cryptos are a sector of the market. All right. They don't grasp that the dollar is down to its last pump. This is it for the dollar. Has anybody looked at the dollar versus the euro? They're almost at parity. See, I've had conversations with people that you would consider a bear. in the crypto market. Some of the biggest friggin' bears out there. They still don't fundamentally understand what's going on. They're looking at this as a sector of a market, not as a transition into a new global network. They think that the Bitcoin is right. We have a question here. I just saw it. Hey, Ben, do bear markets exist for Bitcoin and cryptos? Not in my eyes. Because that's like asking me, is there a bear market in the internet? Were there ever slowdowns in the adoption rate of the internet? Yes. Would you call those slowdowns an actual like bear market? No. It's the adoption rate of cryptos is 163% a year. That is three times the adoption rate of the internet. See, a lot of people miss something. They look at cryptos and they're looking at the dollars they're worth. That's a lagging indicator. That's a lagging indicator. If you want to know where cryptos are going, look at the adoption rate. That's what shows you future price projection. Right? That's what shows you the future. Let me give you an example. Right? If you're trying to figure out what type of job you should get in the future, you should do two things. You should, number one, you should look at growing technologies or growing industries. Which industries are growing? Then number two, look at college enrollment in those industries. And then you choose the sector of the college enrollees of that industry with the least enrollment. Let me explain. If you see, this is a hypothetical, if you see that the future of healthcare is in, I don't know, general practice, then you look at college enrollment, if you look at an industry and you see healthcare as a growing, just going like crazy, then you look at the college enrollment of how many people are enrolled in healthcare. Then you find the least amount of people that are going for a certain area of healthcare. Now, a few years back, although this is back in the early 2000s, healthcare was it. Everyone wanted to be a fucking doctor. But what a lot of people noticed is there weren't a lot of anesthesiologists going into practice. So the smart students went into anesthesiologists because they knew that they'd be in high demand with a low amount of graduates. So they could charge more for their labor because they were in higher demand. Now, you take that and you look right now. What's the fastest growing industry? Cryptos, without a doubt. Cryptos. Okay. Then, number one, what are you going to invest in? You're going to try and find, all right, number one, you got your basics of education. Number one, learn about Bitcoin. Get, let's call Bitcoin your fundamental classes. You know, your associate's degree should be in Bitcoin. Then, once you get your associate's degree in, you know, the Bitcoin, if you own half of a Bitcoin or whatever, there you go. You have your half. You have your associate's degree in cryptos. You got half of Bitcoin. Now, you want to get your bachelor's. So that's when you look into Ethereum, ADA, you know, some of the major other tokens. But then you want to get your master's. That's when you start looking into the Divi project. That's when you start looking in on some of these up-and-comers, these really interesting, you know, projects that are gaining some traction and getting some adoption. Then, the creme de la creme of cryptos, the PhD. Those are the venture capitalists. Those are the founders group members. Those are the seed round investors. See, that's what the founders group is. We are a group of investors who create a venture capital fund, and we get into seed round investments. And last week on my Zoom call with the founders group, I introduced them to a project that is in the seed round of not only investment, but in network adoption phase. They're in the seed round. So I got hopefully all of them. I got all of the founders group the opportunity to get in on the seed round and get in on the ground floor of the network structure. This is how you get wealthy. This is how you get island rich. Is you get into seed round and venture capital and angel investing. That's the key. See, you can make a lot of money in investing. Absolutely. No problem. But if you understand that we are transitioning into a new decentralized monetary system, then you understand that decentralized monetary system is going to be the foundation for the decentralized what? Economy. See, that's what a lot of people still haven't wrapped their heads around. Everyone's excited about like Bitcoin, ADA, Ethereum, whatever else project. But we are just at the tippity-tippity-tip-top. Just a tip of this new monetary decentralized system of decentralized corporations and decentralized projects. And the difference is cryptocurrencies are created, and cryptocurrency structured companies are created to decentralize the profit across the network. No longer, see, Apple, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of these centralized corporations are going to get their lunches, their breakfast, lunch, and dinner eaten by decentralized platforms where the profit of the autonomous organization is equally distributed across the platform to the users of the platform. Let me explain it like this. It is basically, from here on out, the most successful companies in the world are going to be structured something that resembles a digital credit union, where when you purchase a product, that product is going, that purchasing of the product is not only going to be you getting the product, it is going to be giving you the opportunity to join the network of the product. I.e., perfect example, Calyx Solutions. Calyx Solutions will be rolling out where when you actually purchase a laptop or a service from us, you are automatically an affiliate of Calyx Solutions. We give you a login, we give you an affiliate link, and that way, if you use word of mouth and someone else purchases a laptop from us using your link, you get paid $50. See, that's the future, because these corporations, these centralized corporations, have only looked at the bottom line of the corporations and taken the word of mouth, the shareable economy, for granted. And they've held on to the profits inside the corporations. Well, as the corporations shift to this new decentralized membership / customer-based marketing, it's going to change the world, because then companies are going to compete with a reward structure, because the decentralizing of the world is going to make everybody's personal network monetizable. Where if you're influential at your church, you'll be able to make an income off of your network. That your friends, your network has a value. For the last 2,000 years, you have not been rewarded for communicating your appreciation of a product to your network. Every woman out there that's ever shared a link for a pair of shoes that look just right and you don't mind standing in them for 7 hours during the day. For the last 200 years, you've never been rewarded for sharing that appreciation of the product. Now you can be, and you will be. And the new competition will be, how much can you offer your clients to promote your product? Because now with cryptocurrencies and blockchains and smart contracts, you can absolutely reward your clients. And that's the new system, that the old system is not gonna like. And why are the markets dropping? Because the old system recognizes that it's in deep shit as this growing system rolls out. Here's a word from the sponsor, Calyx Solutions and Crypto Laptops. And if you have not gotten a crypto laptop, stop being a dumbass and risking your cryptos and get yourself a crypto laptop and keep your stuff safe. Stop relying on what looks like a frigging keychain and plugging it in to a corrupt laptop, then calling us and complaining that somebody stole your shit whenever you get hacked because you interact with your cryptos on the same plucking laptop that your son goes to YouPorn and your wife goes to Amazon. Here's a word from the sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
All right. Now, Patrick is home from vacation, which means basically keep this between us. He never really left the retirement home. They just put him in front of a different window. So when you call him for your crypto laptop at 702-845-8276, ask him how well his vacation went, but don't let him know that you know it was just a different window. There we go. All right, everybody, click the link under here. Go to Calyx Solutions, get your laptop. Number two, while you're on the website, join as an affiliate for Calyx Solutions. Earn some extra money. And number three, I'm jumping over to Patreon. The Patreon show today is going to be more of a deep dive into what's going on in El Salvador. Everyone, have a great day. I will see you on Patreon in about 10 or 15 minutes. Love you guys. Bye-bye.